This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. You can also get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18 plus, rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See McDonald's.com. Welcome again to Cottage Talk. I am Russ Goldman. I am here by myself as I will be sharing the latest in team news for Fulham, which comes from Marco Silva's presser earlier today. And I do have some information that Peter Rutzler shared on The Athletic that we'll be talking about on this episode. Also want to mention, as always, please do subscribe on YouTube and Apple Podcasts. It does help Fulham supporters and supporters of other clubs find us. So please do subscribe. And before we get into the team news and talking about this upcoming match for Fulham against Manchester United on Sunday, I do want to mention something. There was a post on Friends of Fulham the other day that was specifically about Cottage Talk and myself. And it was about my interruptions on Cottage Talk. And before I go on any further, I want to thank the person who posted this, along with everyone that commented on it. The one thing that I think, as a host of any show, I think it's good to see the criticism and react to the criticism. The criticism on this post about me interrupting my host is true, especially in the last episode. And sometimes I don't realize, or I would say often, I probably don't realize I'm doing it. I did realize I did this on the last episode where I really wanted to talk about the situation with Mitro and in that match against Aston Villa. So I was pushing Giannis and I was interrupting Giannis because I did not think he was addressing it. Well, he actually did because I listened back to the episode and Giannis did actually address it. He did. So I got that all wrong. I interrupted him more than a few times in that episode. And to Giannis, Janaeus, Max Cohen, and all of my co-hosts, I want to apologize for interrupting them during the show. My job as a host is not to do that. My job is to not be a hindrance to the conversation and add to it and have it flow. So the fact that I stepped in on, and have done this on other shows, I do apologize to any co-host or guest that I've done this to. And to be honest with you, I was not aware that I had been doing this beyond this show, beyond this one show. I know I did it on this last show. So this is all true. And I will adjust the way that I host the show moving forward. So I want to thank the person who originally posted this and everyone that commented, you are right. And as someone that hates it here in Boston with Boston Sports Radio, I'm very sensitive to it. And maybe that's also been a factor here because I hear it all the time here. Hosts basically interrupting people calling in. And I did the same exact thing. So I'm going to do a much better job moving forward of doing that. And if it's been an issue listening to the show, I apologize and just know that this is something that I am going to try to eradicate moving forward. So again, thank you to everyone for Friends of Foam that have commented and read this post. And I think it's important to be honest with yourself. And I've done this, and I will try to do a better job hosting Cottage Talk moving forward. Okay, so let's get into talking about this upcoming match with Manchester United. I'm sorry, I am a little hoarse, so you might hear this in my voice. This is going to be a tough match. And part of the reason why it's going to be a tough match is Fulham are going to be without three key players. Nothing against Manchester United. I think if Fulham are at full strength, they have a very good chance of winning this match. I think it's going to be much harder with the players that are going to be out. And I'm going to talk about that in just a second. But I still give Fulham a chance to win this match at Craven Cottage. Nothing against Manchester United, but I think Fulham have really turned Craven Cottage back into a fortress. It's not going to be an easy match for Manchester United, regardless of the three players out. It's still going to be difficult, but it's going to be harder on Fulham without Mitro, without Harrison Reed, and without Kenny Tete. Those three losses are massive. So it's going to take the players and the coaching staff to really step up here and get all 3 points against Manchester United. I still think they can do it, but I think the job is harder now. Let's now move on. Let's talk about the situation with Mitro. And in the presser today, it was revealing about the situation. Alexander Mitrovic will not be playing in the upcoming match against Manchester United. But what is the truth with the Mitro injury? There's been speculation in Serbia that he has two broken bones in his foot. So started to see that this week. That's something that is a little bit worrisome, to be honest with you. I'm a little bit worried about it. So apparently in the presser today, Marco Silva was asked this. And thank you to Peter Rutzler, who wrote an excellent article about the presser today. I'm going to share an excerpt from it, and then I'm going to discuss my thoughts on that. So I'm just going to share my desktop real quick here so you can see it on my screen if you're watching live. I'm going to read from the Peter Rutzler article. You can see this on The Athletic. Speaking during a pre-match press conference on Friday, Fulham head coach Marco Silva denied that Mitrovic has suffered two fractures in his foot, but stated that the striker faces late medical checks before the World Cup. Quote, Mitro had an exam after the Everton match again, and it's not true. Hyphen about the fractures. Quote, said Silva. Quote, that's the feedback that I have from our medical staff, and of course, it is what I have to trust. Continuing with a quote, because of that, Mitro was called up by the national team. Let's see what will happen in the next few days. Mitro has to do a new exam next week to see how he is. But about a fracture, it's not true. It's in his bone, that's true, but it's not broken. Unquote. Okay, so that comes from Peter Rutzler in The Athletic, who was at the presser today. So we have conflicting stories about the situation with Mitrovic. And what's interesting about this, when you look at it, it is worrisome. It is worrisome. But to Mitro's credit, it sounds like he wanted to continue to play through this injury. We'll see what happens when they have another medical exam before the World Cup. But it's something for us to watch, something for us to still be concerned about. Let's hope he's okay. Let's hope it's not serious. Only time will tell. And we're just going to have to continue to follow this. Alexander Mitrovic is a huge part of Fulham Football Club. And I wish him the best, and I hope he plays in the World Cup. But most importantly to me, I hope he comes back from the World Cup playing for Fulham Football Club. So let's start there. That's a huge loss in this match. So let's talk about the other two losses. Who replaces Harrison Reed? This is a tough one. A couple places you can go. Tom Kearney, potentially, if that's direction, to get more control of the game, that might be a way to go. Or Nathaniel Chalobah, Josh Onuma. If you're asking me, I would go with Tom Kearney. But we'll see what Marco Silva ultimately goes with. Here's another interesting one. Who replaces Kenny Tete? Well, I think it's going to be Bobby Decker Dovary. But I would like Marco Silva to consider Kevin Mbabu. So this is going to be an interesting situation. Who replaces Kenny Tete? I think it'll be Bobby Decker Dovary. I want it to be Kevin Mbabu to give Fulham more flexibility to what they want to do up front. So that's going to lead me to talk about how to Fulham win this match. And it's going to be hard. This is going to be a hard one for Fulham. So I think what they need to do is they're going to have to score on set pieces, have to be dominant on set pieces. I think they're going to have to live on the left, meaning they're going to have to really live with Jedi and Willian really causing hay on the left. And they really have to protect on the right because Manchester United are good down the left. So the wings are going to be key in this match, going down both sides, protecting down the right and attacking down the left and scoring on set pieces. Can they win? I don't know. But coming up next, I'm going to end with my starting 11 and then my prediction for the match.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app at participating restaurants. 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See McDonald's.com. Okay, so I'll go with my starting 11. I'll go with Bern Leno in net. On the right, I'm going to go with Kevin Mbabu. On the left, I'll go with Anthony Robinson. I will go with center backs being Tosin, and I'm going to go with Diop. I know that's not going to be the pairing. That's what I would do. This is my starting 11. And then I'm going to go with Paulinho. I'm going to say Tom Kearney, and then Pereira. On the left, Willian. On the right, Wilson. And up front, I'm going to go with Bobby Decker Dovary. That's just what I'm going to do. I know that's probably not what Marco Silva is going to do on Sunday. That's going to end with my prediction. And I've been thinking about this a great deal. WhoScored.com has it as a 2-2 draw. I'd be happy with a 2-2 draw. But I'm a positive person. I want Fulham to end on a high, and I want the Fulham supporters to push Fulham over the line because I think they're going to play a huge factor at Craven Cottage. Short three people, Fulham can still do it. I'm going 3-2 to Fulham. That's going to be my prediction for this match. See what my friend Steve Reynolds says. And Babu at back, and Bobby Decker Dovary to help Vinny. Okay. We'll see, Steve. We'll see. Okay. Well, like I said, I wanted to do a quick show, and I apologize for everyone that's watching. Obviously, you're listening. I am a little hoarse here, but I wanted to do a show for everyone. So please hope you understand with the content, the fact that I did a very quick show. But that's going to do it for this episode of Cottage Talk. My name is Russ Goldman. Thank you as always for listening and watching Cottage Talk. Part of the TalkSport Fan Network. It's the 90th minute, and all to play for at the end of the match. All your mates are around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. Are you in? I know I'm in. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.